This is Pocket in My Heart for Your Love, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Queen Clue and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, contains the pairing Derek Hale style Stilinski, with additional tags for domestic and shopping. You didn't have to come along, you know, Styles points out, because Derek has yet to lose the scowl or shift his shoulders into a mode other than tense as fuck. They've been here 15 minutes, and Derek hasn't even looked at him more than a few seconds, eyes scanning the few bored shoppers around them for any sign of a threat, even though the most damage Mrs. Dougal could do is run them over with her motorized shopping cart. If they were dumb enough not to get out of her way in the million years, approximately, it would take for her to reach them from one aisle down. You're helping me stock the house, Derek growls. How helpful would you be if I'm not here to learn or pay for it? Yeah, it was kind of a shock for Styles when he found out Derek has a fuck ton of money. He should have guessed from the car, but the house was so awful it sort of overrode everything else. And then he'd really wished he hadn't asked, because it turns out Derek only has said fuck ton because he was a sole recipient of a whole bunch of life insurance policies. And one more, now that Peter Hale is dead, victim of a gasoline fire / animal attack, by all police reports. So anyway, Derek can spend some of his actual money on actual food and actual carpets and actual decor and stuff to make his place a little more like a home and less like an abandoned mental institution. Which is where Styles comes in. You really need stuff on your walls other than claw marks and blood spatter? I vote this one, Styles says, pointing at random to the most colorful prefab painting in the aisle. Derek stares at it, then at Styles. A fish? A koi fish, promoting peace and tranquility and definitely, definitely not an indication that here there be werewolves. Styles leans into Derek while he scowls at the artwork, looping one arm around Derek's waist under his leather jacket. It's kind of a new thing, and Styles is ready to leap back with good grace if Derek isn't into it. But Derek doesn't do anything. Lean into the touch or away from it, just kind of does that thing with his nostrils, and he still isn't looking at Styles. What is it? Styles asks, pulling away a little. Are you catching a whiff of eau d'argent? No offense to Allison, of course. She usually smells like cherries and... He sniffs the air himself, trying to remember, but all he gets is a lungful of leather and Derek. Something that smells like the woods, with a spicy hint that always makes Styles' heart rate spike. No, Derek says. And when Styles looks up, Derek is looking back. Expression a little, well... fond. Maybe. So what's got you all tied up in knots? Styles tries not to show how dry his mouth goes when Derek slips an arm around his shoulders. He's pretty sure it doesn't really work. Derek's face scrunches up, and he reaches out suddenly, grabs the koi painting with the hand not curled around Styles' shoulder, shoves it in the cart next to the leaf-pattern throw rug. There are a lot of people. There are like 15 people in the entire store, Styles counters before he can stop himself. He hadn't even noticed Derek had been relaxing until he tenses again under Styles' hand. Though, I guess when you're used to way fewer people, that could be... He finishes, unhappy with himself for not figuring it out sooner, that Derek probably hasn't been in a store like this since before the fire, when he could be surrounded by family and pack. It's fine, Derek half snaps, but he doesn't move, not even to put a little distance between them. In fact, Styles is pretty sure that the hand on his shoulder tightens a little, drawing him closer. Yeah, buddy. Because it is. Styles has got this. He loops his other arm around Derek's front. So he's sort of sideways hugging a werewolf in the home decorating section of Target. Who wants to make something of it? Derek lets out a little huff. Huff, blow your house down! Styles' brain finishes unhelpfully against the top of Styles' head, which he's tucked closer with the encouragement of Derek's arm at the back of his neck. The first times always suck. First time Styles walked into Fred Meyer after his mom died, he had to walk right back out again. It seemed impossible that she was never going to drag him down the school supply aisle again. Derek breathes out, and a substantial chunk of his tension goes with it. He was never going to wolf out. Derek has iron control, even on the full moon. But Styles could swear he feels the wolf settle a little, lethal and powerful and dangerous, and still willing to take comfort in someone as unimpressive as Styles. Derek turns his head and nuzzles him. Just a brief brush of his nose and the curve of his mouth against Styles' face. It's pretty darn casual, considering they're all but cuddling. No, scratch that, they are cuddling, right here where everyone could see. And Derek doesn't seem to think it's unusual in the slightest. Styles has to kiss him, even if it's just a little one. Derek looks more startled by the press of Styles' mouth than anything else that's happened in the last few minutes. And Styles grins. Can we hit up the pet aisle on our way to canned goods? Because, seriously, I've been stockpiling the chew toy jokes. I promise there are some really stellar ones in... Derek kisses him. Probably to shut him up. Styles really isn't complaining. Especially not when his werewolf boyfriend growls a little into his mouth and slips a hand down to the small of his back when Styles shivers in appreciation. And Mrs. Dougal gives a little scandalized hiccup and starts motoring away. It's Styles' first time making out in a grocery store, and hey, what do you know? Not all firsts are bad. The end.